And in our Friday Night Lights pregame show at this time, we're visiting with Sandhills Thetford head football coach Josh Dinas. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us. Always fun to visit with you. And first off, congratulations on the start to the season. You start 3-0. I'm sure that that kind of success has the kids feeling good and growing in some confidence, I'm guessing.
Yeah, for sure. Getting off to a 3-0 start, and with the way we played up to this point, it feels pretty good because we still have a lot of things to work on. I said this to start the season. I told Huskerland Bob this, and, you know, we're still kind of in this right now. We're not consistent with our overall play. And, you know, I think anybody that would have watched our game against in Selma-Myrna, too, would see that also. Like, we had some really good big plays that resulted in touchdowns, and but overall, we're just kind of lacking overall consistency. And for us to still be 3-0 at this point is a good feeling. We're getting better. We've gotten better each game, but there is a lot for us yet as a team to improve on.
Coach, let's build on that thought a little bit, because I remember you visiting with me at the beginning of the season, and you talked about one of the keys was going to be consistency. What are some of the things you can do as a coach, or what are some of the things that you're looking for to see that consistency get better with your team?
Well, I think to start the season, a lot of it was just playing time and just overall. We only have three seniors on the team, and a lot of my juniors, I think two started last year as sophomores, and then we had a few of them play also. And then we had the Picorni kid start last year as a freshman who hasn't played yet up to this point. He's nursing a preseason injury and will be back here very soon. But we had a bunch of other freshmen, now sophomores, play but didn't start. And this year, just like I mentioned before the season, we've had to shuffle all those kids around into a few different positions with having Gage and Chase and Lex and Coy and those guys all graduating. We had to move some guys around, and I think the biggest thing to start the season off is just new faces and new places, and those kids just getting able to handle their new role against another team. You know, sometimes things always look good in practice, but until you get out there underneath the lights and going against another team, it's always a little bit different. So, you know, up at Ainsworth, I thought that was definitely the case. When we went down to Loomis, we made a huge improvements, and then this past Friday against Selma-Myrna, they're a good team. You know, they're 1-2, but they're very, very scrappy. The Wells kid at running back is a really good running back, and they gave us a bunch of fits and a few different looks that we hadn't seen up to this point, and so I think that had a lot to do with it. But overall, we are getting better. Like I said, as a coach, and I just like to be a little more consistent, and it's getting better at practice too. You know, when we watch film on Mondays as a whole team and seeing those mistakes that we've made on Friday night and correcting them throughout the week, like I said, we're taking baby steps.
Coach, when you're on the outside looking in like I am, obviously you look at numbers, and you guys have put up a lot of points through three games. So what have been the keys for some of that point production you've been able to achieve so far?
I think if you've seen our three games, the biggest thing up to this point right now is we've been very explosive. And Friday night against Selma-Myrna, I believe they had four touchdowns. And after three of their touchdowns, we scored the very first play after the kickoff. And so all three of those plays were either, I think the shortest one was like 38 yards. I think we had a good kickoff return, and I think the other two was a 51 and like a 55 yard pass play. So we've been really explosive up to this point. Trey in the backfield definitely helps a lot. He's one of the fastest kids in the area. When I say area, probably the western half of Nebraska. And having his type of speed at running back really makes a big difference, and it's made defenses really honor the run game just a little bit more, because, you know, he doesn't need a big space. He's not a big guy by any means, and like I said, get him a little bit of hole. He needs about two or three steps, and he's up to full speed. So, like I said, we've been very explosive, I feel like, on offense, and that's helped us create a little better play action than what we probably had a little bit last year. And so we've been able to score quickly. We just haven't maintained drives very well. I said that goes back to the consistency that I've talked about. But we're getting there.
Coach, so many people talk about identities of teams. Do you feel like your team is building an identity? And if so, what do you think that identity is 3 games into the season?
I believe we are. You know, what I preach to the boys all the time and have every year that I've been here is, you know, we always want to play physical and we want to be the more physical team at the end of the night. One of the best compliments I feel you can get is when the other coaches tell you, like, hey, you guys play really hard and you guys are really physical. And we've had coaches in the past tell me and my boys that, and I said that's a huge compliment. I know our kids take a lot of pride in that, and I'd say right now we're playing really physical up front, and our running game, as Clay said, been keeping us going. Trey, I believe up to this point, has got a little over 400 yards, so I think he's averaging about 130 a game. Reese Zuderman right now at fullback is right around 80 yards a game, and then Brian is probably around 50, 60 yards a game. So we're with our option attack that we've been running up to this point, we've done a good job of distributing the ball between our three backs. And when we get Dane back in the backfield, it should even get better, you know, knock on wood, hopefully. But just our overall physical play and just our ability to run the ball right now, I'd say, has definitely been our identity for the last couple of years and is again this year. And like I said, with Trey's speed right now in the backfield, I've never had a kid this fast ever in the backfield, other than probably Nolan Martin. And but Nolan was playing quarterback, so a different position. But I think it's opened things up in our play action game.
Coach, we've talked a lot about the offensive side of the ball. What about your defense through the first 3 games? Have you been pleased with what you've seen on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, overall, I really have been. We've had a lot of turnovers. We have played very aggressive, which I'm very happy to see. I think we've got like 7 or 8 interceptions already on the year, and a couple fumble recoveries, so we've caused a lot of turnovers. I believe at Ainsworth we had 4 or 5 turnovers that we, I think, 4 interceptions, I believe. And then against Loomis, I think we had a pick six, and then we had 2 fumble recoveries, and then against in Selma-Myrna we had 2 interceptions. So, you know, we've been able to cause some turnovers and set up some short fields, and Selma-Myrna did a really good job of moving the ball down the field on us, but we didn't allow them to score. Like they weren't able to finish those drives, and that's kind of been the story just the last couple games, or our first game and our last game against Ainsworth and Selma-Myrna. Is like they were able to move the ball, but we were able to get stops when they got down in the red zone, and that's made the difference so far in the season early on.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the challenge you have this Friday night. You take on the Paxton Tigers. As you prepare for them, probably watch them on film a little bit, what are some of the challenges that you expect them to present, and what is it going to take for your kids to be successful on Friday?
Well, first off, they're a well-coached team. Coach Jorgensen does a great job with them, great job. And he's taken a couple teams in the past at his prior schools to the state finals, so he knows what he's doing down there and does a really good job with them. And we got to play disciplined football. They do a good job of running the ball and trying to set up play action, and when they try to lull you to sleep a little bit and hit you over the top. And just watching film on them for their first couple games, they've struggled just a little bit, but they still have done a pretty good job overall. And, you know, if they get the ball to bounce their way just a few times in those early on games, maybe score might look a little different. And they got their first win last week against a good Giltner team. So I know they'll be excited this week to play us after that. But we're going to have to play very disciplined, because I know, like I said, they're going to hammer the run game very hard just like we are. And we got to be ready for those play-action passes. They'll spread us out just a little bit too, but, you know, they're – spreading us out, trying to create some space and get their athletes in space. So it'll be a good task for us Friday night, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, we congratulate you on the start of the season, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday night.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, and we appreciate the coverage also.
All right, that's Coach Josh Dynas joining us on our pregame show.